Good morning. Welcome to the latest edition of Inside the Mind of Mech. I'm your host, Emeka, a.k.a. Mind of Mech. I was right on my prediction. UConn beat Purdue yesterday in the men's basketball national championship game. They won by a score of 75-60. You know, first half, I think Purdue came out. They did a great job of getting Zach Edey the ball. But UConn's game plan was really to take away the others and to take away the threes from Purdue. And the plan worked to perfection. Zach Edey had a great game statistically, but the other players around him didn't really contribute as much as they normally do. And it was really just the Zach Edey show. And against a team like UConn, everyone has to be involved if you're going to beat them. And Purdue wasn't able to, you know, get the other guys involved as much as they usually do. So UConn pulled away eventually, and once they got out by double digits, the game was pretty much over, and they just coasted from there. So congratulations to UConn, back-to-back champions. I think they did a phenomenal job all year of moving on offense. Like, I was watching their offense yesterday, and they constantly move. They set so many screens. They you know, pick and roll. They do down screens and backdoor cuts and this and that. They shoot the three ball well. Like, they really have no weaknesses on offense. And defensively, they're always fundamentally sound, always in the right place. They do a great job of playing team defense. And, you know, they clearly showed that throughout the year. Best team all year, and eventually they won the national championship. So congratulations to them. The head coach, Danny Hurley, he's a Jersey City guy, a Jersey guy. I'm really happy to see him win it all once again. You know, I'm from New Jersey, so I love to see my Jersey boys and girls do successful things, you know, in whatever field or profession that they're in. So I was very excited to watch that yesterday. His father was in attendance. His family was in attendance. So that was a big win for New Jersey yesterday, as a side note to obviously the state of Connecticut. So, yeah, I'm interested to know, like, who you guys think is an early contender next year. Like, there's a lot of, obviously, every year freshmen come in. Cooper Flagg is the big recruit coming into college basketball. I mean, there's a lot of big recruits, obviously, but he's like the biggest name at the moment. He's going to Duke. So I'm interested to know if you all have any early thoughts on who's going to win it all next year. What teams or players are you excited or looking forward to watching next year? Let me know on Instagram or LinkedIn. Just shoot me a DM and we'll see what happens. I know for me personally, because I'm from New Jersey, I'm interested to see what Rutgers does. I believe they have two big recruits coming in, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. Dylan Harper is the son of former NBA player Ron Harper, who has multiple championship rings through his stints with the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers. So really interested to see what Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey do at Rutgers. I'm interested to see what Cooper Flagg does. You know, John Calipari just recently left Kentucky and took the Arkansas job. So I want to see how Kentucky, you know, transitions to a new era, because they really dominated like the one and done era in college basketball. But now that Coach Cal has moved on to Arkansas, I want to see like how that, you know, changes the trajectory of Kentucky athletics and Kentucky hoops moving forward. So there's a lot of interesting things to look forward to. And now that, you know, college basketball is over, now my attention shifts to the NBA playoffs and then eventually the WNBA that will begin in the summer. So, you know, a lot of big things to look forward to. You know, baseball started as well. So, you know, sports is an all-year-round thing. I love watching sports, love the competition. So I'm interested to see what happens with all sports moving forward. Today, me personally, I will be attending a entrepreneurial workshop through the Ohio State University's Keenan Center for Entrepreneurship. Now, I'm in a program right now this semester where if you have a business idea or a venture that you want to get funding for, you can put yourself into a pitch competition. First, before you get to the pitch competition, we have like 8 weeks of boot camp where we learn about a variety of things that will help you get your startup together and help you prepare your pitch. So we're on, I want to say, week six right now, and we have like one or two more workshops, and then next week people begin pitching their business ideas. And then from there, there's going to be 10 finalists. And then out of those 10 finalists, six winners will be selected to win $50,000. So this is a great opportunity for me. and what I want to build as an entrepreneur. So I'm taking advantage of every opportunity that I have while I'm at The Ohio State University. So anything that, you know, I learn, I'll be sure to let you all know. If you're interested on, you know, the PowerPoints or the resources that they've been giving to us, shoot me a DM on Instagram or LinkedIn, and I'll be sure to, you know, get that information to you all. So before we close out, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter. It's in the show notes down below. Also, follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Those are the two platforms that I'm on the most. So make sure to follow me. Make sure to shoot me a DM. Let me know that you listen to the show. And then also, if you have any thoughts on anything that I discussed today, let me know in my DMs. So I hope you all have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow on the inside.